Let's talk a little bit about the iPhone gameplay. How well do you think that it works, and how much of a challenge was it to get all of that? You know, the iPad is one thing, but the iPhone is a completely different thing. So how much different was the development for getting things to play the right way on the iPhone?
It was a huge challenge. It was probably one of our biggest challenges. You know, when we sat down to kind of make sure that we could get it to work on a phone, one of the things we looked at was, you know, how we're going to make this work on a 3.5-inch screen. The controller has, I believe, 14 different inputs and 2 thumbsticks. Gives you a lot of options, and our designers for the console game, you know, use all of them. So for us, it was like, okay, how can we do that and get it to fit on a 3.5-inch screen and make sure the screen isn't cluttered with a lot of buttons? So we ended up using gestures for attack, jump, and both attacks and our jump, and then combinations of holding those and releasing those, very similar to console. You know, I think for what we, the limitations we had, I think it came out pretty good. You know, there's a few people that are like, oh man, these are horrible, why would you ever do that, why would you just put buttons on the screen? It's because we didn't want to put 14 buttons on the screen. and so when you say it that way, it's like, oh man, yeah, you're totally right. But it does take a little bit of getting used to. I think some things feel really good. I think swiping up and holding to go into a hover as Iron Man is something that feels really good. I think swiping up and down to do a Hulk smash ground pound feels really good. So I think there are some hits with that, but there's always room for improvement.